From Philadelphia, PA, it's Avenue G.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
A mythical, mirthful, musical place. It's groovy, it's grand, it transcends time and space, and it's a place where anything is possible. Our special guests are evil James Taylor and mystical seer Nostradamowitz. Martha Michael is in the house tonight, as well as Mac Jekyll and me, Andy Pettit. Now here's your host, Jim Harris.
Thanks, Andy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first Avenue G of 2016.
You're a sparkling new year. We're glad that you're here. We know you will be worth the wait. 2016, you're beautiful, you'll be great.
That's right.
I can already tell you're gonna be swell. Super right out of the gate. 2016, you're beautiful, you'll be great. Here's the time and the spot for you to show us just what you got. The clock struck 12, the corks went pop. We hope that the good time will never stop. You got December and May, and one extra day. You could be our favorite day. 2016, you're beautiful, you'll be great.
Now that's the way to get a new year started. You know, here in Philadelphia, the new year starts with one of our greatest traditions. For at least 200 years, Philadelphia has hosted the annual Mummers Parade, and I love it.
Do you love it because of all the drunken fights on the sidewalks?
No, that's not quite it.
Do you love it because of the overwhelming stench of public urination?
What I love is the music. I find nothing more pleasing than listening to 40 hungover steelworkers playing saxophones, banjos, and accordions. And do you know what my favorite Mummers tune of all time is?
Let me guess. Philip Glass's minimalist avant-garde masterpiece, Quianoscotsy?
No, that's my second favorite. My favorite Mummers song is Oh, Dem Golden Slippers. You know what? I think I'll sing it right now. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers feel so good when they're on my feet. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers feel so good when they're
Jim,
on your feet.
Jim, stop.
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm singing a song that everyone in Philadelphia loves.
Oh.
Except, you know, the people who can't stand it.
Jim, don't you realize how offensive that song is? It comes from the minstrel show tradition, which presents gross stereotypes. Why, singing Oh Them Golden Slippers is as bad as flying a Confederate flag made of pork over an African-American synagogue.
There are African-American synagogues?
Sure, somewhere. There's got to be at least a couple of them. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg didn't just appear out of thin air.
And where would somebody get a Confederate flag made of pork?
Oh, those are easy to find. Down south, they make everything out of pork.
It's true that a lot of traditions of the Mummers Parade came out of racist minstrel shows. And yes, for a long time, they didn't let women march in the parade because, after all, only men should dress in sequins and feathers.
I agree. Why, I dress in sequins and feathers all the time. It helps me relax on weekends.
We simply can't let the Mummers Parade continue to promote sexism and bigotry. There have to be other songs the Mummers can play.
You're right. They should play other songs like, when you're in the sky like a bigger pizza pie, that's some more.
No, Andy, that song makes fun of Italians.
Okay, how about John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt? His name is my name, too.
Oh, Andy, that song makes fun of German immigrants, without whom our nation would never have invented the great American hot dog, packed with freedom-loving carcinogenic nitrates.
But Martha, if you take away songs mocking ethnic groups, the Mummers will have no songs at all.
Well, then, maybe I should write some new songs. Songs that will relate to minorities and women, long oppressed by male-dominated society, and forced to dream only of sailing the seven seas in a maiden-form bra.
You know, Martha, the Mummers Parade really needs to be updated.
And they should hold it in the spring instead of the dead of winter. I'd much rather watch the parade dressed in a gold lamé Speedo than a parka.
I need to interview our first guest. But while I do, I want you to go in the green room and write some new Mummers songs. Can you do that?
Yes, Jim. I'll make you proud.
I'm sure you will. And while Martha's working on that, let's bring in our first guest.
I'm so excited. Is it John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt? Because as I understood it, his name is my name, too.
Our first guest is uniquely qualified to review the past year. He is, in fact, the old year, 2015. Welcome to Avenue G.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's so nice to meet someone who wants to talk to me because most people just want to get rid of me.
I'm sorry to hear about that, 2015. I had no idea you were so unpopular.
It's terrible, Jim. Nobody has anything nice to say about me. Ever since I got here, nothing but bad news. There are crazy lunatics buying machine guns at gun shows. ISIS is blowing up ancient Roman archaeological sites.
Now that you mention it, you were a sucky year. Guess it's a good thing you're over with.
No, Jim, I'm not over. I'm going to keep on going for another year. We're going to extend 2015 for another 12 months. I need to improve my legacy.
You can't do that. You're only last 12 months. You had your time. It's over.
No! I refuse to go. I mean, the economy is finally improving. The world powers just passed a climate change treaty. It's not fair. Those good things should happen on my watch.
That's not the way it works. Time marches on. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to sit here and hold my breath until I turn blue.
But we need to get on with the new year.
Beg your pardon, good sir, but I hear you might be looking for a new year to replace 2015. I think I could do the job, and I have experience.
Who are you?
I'm the year 1799. I would like another shot at filling the calendar, because nothing much happened in 1799. I was a boring year.
Oh, I think you're being a little hard on yourself. After all, 1799 was the year that, I'm sure some kind of important stuff happened in 1799.
The only newsworthy event in 1799 was the War of the Second Coalition, featuring the Anglo-Russian invasion of Holland. Also, George Washington died.
Oh, jeez, that's pretty grim. But if you were to be given a second chance, what exciting new things would you propose?
I was thinking that I would make applehead dolls fashionable again. Those are the dolls whose face is carved out of an apple, which is then allowed to dry out so that it looks like a wrinkled old crone.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's kind of boring. Now that I get a good look at your resume, I see you were only at your last job for a year.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing your conversation. I'm 1964, and if it's an exciting, optimistic year you're looking for, I'm the one for the job.
Are you proposing that we rerun 1964? I remember 1964. It was fun.
It was a total blast. Hey, dig this. The Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And the United States Congress recognized bourbon whiskey as a distinctive product of the United States.
But then again, all the computers and cell phones already say 2016. As much as I'd like to relive 1964, I think it'd be better off for the space-time continuum if we just let 2016 run its course.
Hey, 2016, come out here.
Hello, Mr. Harris. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm really looking forward to the next 12 months. I'm feeling very hopeful for the future.
I know what you mean, little fella. With tensions escalating and a showdown looming around ISIS, we can expect thousands of warplanes dropping bombs all over the Middle East and further waves of desperate refugees from Europe.
Bombs? Refugees? Nobody told me about that.
And of course, the downfall of the Syrian government will destabilize the region, which may result in a transnational war between the Shiites and Sunnis.
That doesn't sound so good. But things will be fine here in America, right? I mean, Hillary will be elected the first woman president.
Could be, but then again, she was a shoo-in to win the other election against Barack Obama in 2008, and for all we know, Trump could win. Wow, that'd be something, huh?
I think I gotta throw up! Hey, guys, what's going on out here? Some little kid just threw up in the green room.
Oh, that's the new year, 2016.
Poor kid. No wonder he got sick. He must be terrified.
Yeah, let's hope things turn out better than last year. 2015 sure brought a lot of scary stuff.
I hear what you're saying, Jim. You know, according to Fox News, ISIS is recruiting people on the internet.
Yeah, I heard. Check out this ISIS recruitment song they're running online.
Put on your camouflage, don your shades and black bandana. Shias meet defeat on the Sunni side of the street. Strap explosives to your vest. Grab your AK-47. Retribution's sweet on the Sunni side of the street. Hey, you'll shoot guns, toss grenades, ride in tanks in parades. Yeah, the whole world's afraid. Who's your daddy? Al Baghdadi. If you're martyred for the cause, you'll be ushered straight to heaven. In paradise complete on the Sunni. Yeah, I'm talking about that Sunni. That Sunni side of the street.
Wow. I heard that their propaganda was effective, but I had no idea how catchy it was.
Yeah, this ISIS business has everybody upset. You know, people are making all kinds of changes so that they're not associated with the so-called Islamic State.
Yeah, like what?
I heard that PBS's Gwen Ifill has changed her name to Gwen Stefani.
Her name is Ifill, not ISIL. And Gwen Stefani as well, I'm not sure who she is, but she's someone else.
Well, what about the Egyptian god Osiris? I heard he got an annulment from his wife, Isis.
Oh, Andy, everything's a joke with you.
I think Andy's onto something. I heard that Mrs. Dash has changed her name to Mrs. Sprinkle.
You know what? Go ahead and scoff, you guys, but neither of you be laughing when Isis comes marching down Germantown Avenue.
Comes ISIS, coming to a town near you. Here comes ISIS, not a damn thing you can do. Here comes ISIS, come along and join us too. Oh, be prepared, cause ISIS is coming to your town. Well, school's not so bad, but jihad's better. Peaceful living is a bore. Shoot up and blow up lots of people. I wonder what we're fighting for. Yay, ISIS. Get a membership online. Here comes ISIS. There's no way you can decline. Here comes ISIS. Get a ski mask just like mine. Oh, be prepared, cause ISIS is coming to your town. Here comes ISIS. Take a selfie on a tank. Here comes ISIS. We never bathe, boy, are we rank. Here comes ISIS. Take your money from the bank and be prepared, cause ISIS is coming to your town. Oh, be prepared, cause ISIS is coming to your town.
Oh, it sure doesn't bode well for the year ahead. I hope 2016 is up to the challenge of making the world a better place. Now that we've reviewed the past year, we have a special feature, a unique look forward into 2016.
Into the future? Do you have a magic crystal ball, Jim?
No, but our next guest does. He's the world's greatest soothsayer. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the amazing Nostradamowitz!
Thank you, Jim. It's really great to be here, although I knew I would be here 4 months ago, so it's really no surprise.
Wow, you are good. Are you any relation to the ancient fortune teller Nostradamus?
Yes, indeed. He was my great, 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 great-great-great-grandfather.
How come his name is Nostradamus and yours is Nostradamowitz?
His name was actually Herschel Nostradamowitz, but he had to anglicize it so he could make it in show business.
So, what do you foresee in the coming year? What will be the new fashion trends?
That's what you're asking me? We've got ISIS trying to blow up everybody, global warming threatening the world, and all you can think about is fashion trends?
Sorry, Martha told me we'd get better ratings if I talked about fashion more often.
Well, if you must know, the new fashion statement will be bathing suits made out of recycled aluminum cans. Furthermore, my magic crystal ball tells me that in 2016, Russian leader Vladimir Putin will die a horrible death.
Will he die of pneumonia after hunting snow leopards in Siberia without his shirt?
No. I predict that vanity will be Vladimir's downfall. In August 2016, Putin will undergo a facelift operation.
Again? That must be his fifth one in 2 years.
That's right. But then, in September, while touring a spice factory, he will breathe in some paprika and sneeze. Because the skin on his face is so tight, he will suffer internal whiplash. That will kill him.
So who will take over Russia?
None other than Richard Snowden, who will declare himself Tsar and rule as a despotic computer geek. But at least he will keep his shirt on.
So what else will happen in 2016?
Spoiler alert! At the end of the new Star Wars movie, we will find out that Luke Skywalker is actually a Mexican.
Wow, that's bound to piss off Trump. Speaking of which, do you have any predictions for 2016 presidential elections? Will Trump win the nomination?
Indeed he will. But then, 2 weeks before the general election, Donald Trump will be caught in an unsavory tryst with a pumpkin, and he will be forced to pull out.
From the presidential race?
Yeah, that too.
And that means that Hillary will become our next president, right?
I'm afraid not. For you see, 1 week before the general election, it will be discovered that Hillary Clinton was taken prisoner by the North Koreans in 2013. In fact, the person who was running for president under the name Hillary Clinton was really Joe Biden in drag.
But with Trump and Hillary out of the picture, who's going to be the next president?
I predict that in November 2016, the winner of the presidential election will be none other than Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders? If he becomes president, won't that destroy our nation? After all, he's a commie with all kinds of insane ideas like healing the sick and feeding the poor.
I know. The gall of that man. Who does he think he is? Jesus?
Well, they're both Jews with wild flowing hair.
Actually, Jim, if you're interested in finding out how Bernie plans to run the country, I can show you. Just look into my crystal ball.
Wow, your crystal ball is showing us an image of Inauguration Day. January 21st, 2017. Bernie Sanders is about to give his inaugural speech. That crystal ball is pretty good. Can it stream movies?
Hush, hush. President Sanders was just sworn in. And now he is giving his inaugural address. Let's listen in.
My fellow Americans, today it is my honor to begin my term as president, during which I plan to transform the United States into a workers' paradise, with a free-range chicken in every pot and an electric car in every garage. But before I bore you with my plan for the next 4 years, I'd like to explain the joys of socialism to you, Broadway style.
Socialism, that's where everybody has a voice.
Socialism.
They'll be paid sick time, declining crime, and a guarantee of women's choice. Socialism, where the pronoun we replace is I.
Socialism,
where it's all for one, neglecting none, and with equal portions of the pie. We know we rely on the state, and the state we rely on is great. And when we say, oh yeah, B-O-I-A, we're only saying, welcome aboard socialism, socialism, say yes. So Socialism, that's where everybody gets a share.
Socialism.
Where the law is just and weapons rust and corporations really care. Socialism, where the pronoun we replaces I.
Socialism.
It's all for one, neglecting none, with equal portions of the pie. Oh, we know we rely on the state, and the state we rely on is great. And when we say
yes,
yippee-yo-yes, we're only saying welcome aboard socialism, socialism, say yes.
And now, I will continue with my boring speech. It is my intention to put an end to climate change. In my administration, my youth job corps will halt global warming by flapping their arms to create enough wind energy to power the entire nation. I will also raise the minimum wage to $72 an hour and provide free college education for everyone, even cats and dogs. The government will also make your bed and place a breath mint on your pillow. In Bernie Sanders' America, the military will beat their weapons into the plowshares, literally. The Army will plant organic turnips. The Navy will free stranded dolphins like the folks on Baywatch used to do. That Yasmin Bleeth, she was a hottie. Now, I know that some folks will complain that I am creating a nanny state. And to that I reply, hell yes! In fact, I plan to establish a cabinet-level post for the nanny-in-chief, and I will appoint, as the first nanny-in-chief, the deliciously charming Fran Drescher. Hey, Fran, tell them a little bit about what you're going to do.
Thanks, Bernie. Let me tell you, the nanny state is going to be just fabulous. We're going to socialize all the nail salons so everyone can get a manicure, not just the one percenters. And when you get on a public bus, there will be someone to give you a back rub. It will make your daily commute so much more relaxing. It will all be so wonderful. Let me tell you about it. To fill your plate, nanny state. Be productive, you don't need to. Your Uncle Sam will feed you, nanny state. Exchange your freedom for a high employment rate. What is there not to love about a government that is a nanny state? Nanny state, with shaka, we won't compensate. Nanny state. Businesses, the fact is you'll be paying lots of taxes. Nanny state. No competition, but the benefits are great. Not quite democracy, but everything is free in a brand new.
That sounds great, friend. I'm sure that with your help, we can make America a truly socialist country, just like Cuba and Vietnam, except without all the human rights violations. It will be great.
Well, there you have it. If you will excuse me, I have to give a presentation at the Mystics Convention down in Center City. I'm being paid $1,000 to give a seminar on how to make money as a fortune teller. I explain it all in my book that I'm selling on my webpage.
But if you can see the future, couldn't you just invest in the stock market? Shouldn't all mystics be stinking rich? Unless, of course, they're all frauds.
No, that's just silly. Aspiring fortune tellers would be much better off buying my book. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Boy, he sure left in a hurry. So, Jim, do you want to hear the new Mummers songs I wrote?
Oh, sure. But First, let's interview our next guest. He's the 1970s folk rock superstar whose iconic album, Sweet Baby James, secured his place as one of America's favorite balding singers. Let's give him a warm Avenue G welcome, James Taylor.
Thank you, Jim. I was in town to perform at a fundraiser, so I thought I'd stop by.
Oh, a fundraiser. Were you raising money to save the whales or promote sustainable wind-powered energy?
Hell no. I'm raising money for the Trump for President campaign. He's my kind of guy.
But how can that be? He's a boorish, bigoted oaf, and you're a sensitive, confessional songwriter.
That's all an act, Jim. I'm really in show business just for the money. I spend all day investing in Chinese sweatshops and all night sleeping with Playboy bunnies. It's a great life.
I had no idea. I just assumed you were a Bernie Sanders booster.
That old geezer? No way. Hey, say, why don't I sing the song I've written for the Donald Trump fundraiser that I'll be attending tomorrow? It's about Trump's proposal to make America great again. And by that I mean deporting all those evil people. You know who they are.
I presume you mean the Mexicans or else the Muslims. It's so hard to keep up with who Trump hates from one day to the next.
Actually, the ones who are really causing problems are the Mexican Muslims. Or as we call them in Trump land, Muslicans.
Muslicans? How many Muslim Mexicans are there?
Oh, there are tons of them. Why, after 9/11, I saw millions of them sacrificing virgins in Hoboken, New Jersey.
I think you've lost your marbles.
I mean, Muslims and Mexicans, they're nearly identical, right? Pita bread and tortillas, they're pretty much the same thing. Here, let me explain it to you this way.
Hate and fear, Trump is stoking the fire, country's full. Muslims are causing his pain, stealing jobs. Everyone hooked on cocaine, they're to blame. Muslims from Mexico, the solution is simple, they just gotta go. Muslims send them to Mexico, yes they got to go now. Yes they got to go now. Muslims got the evil eye, better build a wall 50 feet or higher. Muslim rosary to set your house on fire. Muslims from Mexico, send them away, make the jobless rate low. A blight, planting bombs in the night, bear Trump will make everything right. He will make everything all right. Baby's hungry and the money's all gone. Mariachi in the mosque is their favorite song. Got a prayer rug but no green card. Times are hard. Muslims from Mexico, I've never really been there so I don't really know. Go, go, go to Mexico. Muslims got to go now. Muslims from Mexico, I'm talking out my ass so I don't really know. Muslims from Mexico, the Muslims got to go now. The Muslims got to go now. The Muslims got to go now.
That's it. Get out of here. I've had enough of you and your 70s wuss rock bigotry.
I was leaving anyway. Good riddance, you bum. I'll see you in hell.
Boy, am I glad that butthead is gone. Hey, Martha, where'd Andy go? He's supposed to be here to do a comedy sketch with me about the Teapot Dome scandal. It's going to be really funny. I wrote a whole bunch of Warren G. Harding jokes.
Don't you remember, Jim? Andy's out on Germantown Avenue. He got a gig as the announcer for the annual Mount Airy New Year's Day Festival.
Oh, that's right. Let's turn on the TV, see if we can watch it.
Okay.
I always like to see the liberal vegetarians of Mount Airy mark the coming of the new year by dropping a large bowl of falafel.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the 2016 Rocking Vegan New Year's Celebration in Mount Airy. Your hosts for the event will be Bobby Ray Barker, along with former Miss Teen Rhode Island, Claire Quigley. How's it going, Bobby Ray?
Great, Andy. Just great, Andy. I'm out here on Germantown Avenue with my co-host, the woman I almost married in a drunken haze, the still lovely Claire Quigley.
Thank you, Bobby Ray. Tonight is going to be extra special. We will be joined by musical guest Keith Richards.
Ooh.
And Adele. I just hope this year is better than last year when I visited Hollywood and was accidentally crushed when the H from the giant Hollywood sign tipped over and fell on me.
And again, Claire, I would like to apologize for having leaned against the H. I thought for sure it would be more securely held in place, but I guess we all just have to live and learn.
That's right, Bobby Ray. And I'm learning that 2016 is going to be just super. To prove it, here's one of our special guests, Keith Richards. So tell me, Mr. Richards, are you enjoying your stay in Mount Airy?
It seems like a nice place. I mean, there's a liquor store down the street.
It's interesting that both you and Adele are British. Why do you think that is?
It's probably on account of we were both born in Britain. You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you? Maybe later you could stop by my place. Know what I mean?
Not really. You'll have to forgive me. I don't understand those funny phrases British people are always using, like do us a favor and having me on and begging your pardon. Are you saying that you want me to help you sharpen some tools?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Sorry to cut you off, Claire, but I see Adele coming this way. Hey there, Adele. It's great to see you could make it. So tell me, why are your songs always so sad? I've heard British people have really bad breath. Is that why you're so unloved?
I don't think so. Who are you again? My agent said this was a charity gig.
Well, that's right. Proceeds from tonight's event will benefit the American Radio Speech Educators, also known as the ARSE, or ARSE. And I'm proud to say that I am the head of ARSE.
Does that mean you are an arsehead?
And damn proud of it. We at ARSE are a non-profit organization dedicated to improving the quality of radio.
But I thought the ARSE was the Anglican Royal Society for the Environment.
That's right, Adele. But our organization has 30,000 members, while the other ARSE has only a few dozen.
So your ARSE is a really big ARSE.
That is correct. You could even say that our ARSE is a huge ARSE, and that makes us proud to promote quality radio.
It sounds like a jolly good course. Am I going to have to sing a song, or do I just stand around here pretending to look interested like on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Of course you're going to sing. So tell me, why is it that all the good singers these days come from Britain? Are we Americans just dolts who listen to any digitally programmed song sung by a bimbo in a tight skirt?
Yes, you are correct.
Well, that's what I thought. Now, it's time for you and Keith Richards to sing a New Year's melody. Isn't that right, Keith?
Yeah, whatever, mate.
But we didn't even practice. I don't even know what song we're singing.
Don't worry, sweetie. Just play along and think about how much you'll get paid. Do you want a few quaaludes to steady your nerves?
Let's just get this over with.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never, ever, ever brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days of old lang syne?
I got no satisfaction.
Hello, never brought to mind.
She's my little rock and roll.
I'm sorry for breaking your heart.
Can't always get what you need.
Old acquaintance forgot.
Oh, bollocks. Can't we just drink a cup of kindness then? Maybe something a bit stronger?
Alright, well. Happy New Year, then.
Yeah, Happy New Year, mates.
Well, that was just fabulous. Those two are amazing, aren't they, Claire? It looks like old Mr. Richards is kind of interested in you. So tell me, how many aging rock stars have you slept with this year?
I don't know, Bobby Ray. How many paternity suits have you been subpoenaed for this year?
Well, I didn't even bother to count. And now it's time for our New Year's countdown. The event's organizers are positioning the giant falafel ball up in the air.
Yes, Bobby Ray. I'm just going to step over here and stand directly underneath it. You know, in order for this giant falafel ball to be constructed on such a large scale, it had to be filled with a highly flammable hydrogen center.
That's right. Just like the Hindenburg, which exploded to celebrate the bicentennial of Gettysburg. And now, if everyone in the audience will help me, let's do the New Year's countdown. I will count backwards from 10 to 1. And when I reach 0, the giant falafel ball will drop.
And I will stand here directly underneath the falafel to ensure that it falls at a safe rate and does not explode.
Well, all right, everybody. Say it along with me now. 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2...
Stop the countdown, Bobby Ray. The wire suspending the giant falafel ball. It's stuck. I'll just climb up the stepladder and hit it with a monkey wrench until it comes loose.
Great idea. Although you may want to put out the cigar you're smoking, since the falafel ball is filled with helium. Or was it hydrogen? I failed chemistry.
Bobby Ray, I'm not sure this is the right thing to do. Maybe I should step out from underneath this giant ball of falafel.
Holy mother of God, the wire holding up the falafel is about to break! I'm gonna climb down the ladder and toss my smoldering cigar off to the side.
Oh no! The falafel ball! It's falling down towards Claire! Look out, Claire! It's going to explode!
Oh, the humanity! Burnt falafel is flying everywhere! It actually tastes quite delicious!
Claire! Claire! She's been crushed by a flaming falafel ball. Now I'll never be able to tell her that she is the only woman I ever loved in the back of a Chevy van with a unicorn airbrushed onto the side.
And so, it is my duty as a radio journalist to report that the Mount Airy New Year's celebration has ended with an exploding ball of falafel yet again. When will we learn? When we finally accept that hydrogen and falafel just don't mix? This has been Andy Pettit reporting for Avenue G News. Good night and good luck.
Well, that was a fun show. Martha, why don't you turn off the TV?
Okay. And then I can play my new Mummer songs for you.
Oh, right, sure. Hey, look. It's Andy. He's back from the TV gig. How'd it go, Andy?
Yeah, not too bad. I got my eyebrows burnt off, and everything else is working order. I brought some falafel for everyone.
Oh, great. Thanks. It's good to have you back. And that's it for tonight's show, folks. I'd like to thank the years 2015, 1799, and 1964 for showing up, and also to Nostradamowitz, who I presume will be...
Jim, what about my new modernized Mummer's Parade songs?
Oh, right. I forgot. That'll be great. We can end the show with it. We need a little upbeat Mummer's music to end the show. What do you got?
I'd like to start out with a medley of songs written by the 1960s singer-songwriters Janis Ian and Joni Mitchell.
You're telling me you're going to play a Mummer's Parade version of a Janis Ian song? I'm not sure that's going to work.
No, it's great. I mashed together Janis Ian's hit, I Learned the Truth at 17, with Joni Mitchell's I Wish I Had a River. Here, let me play it.
I learned the truth at 17 that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired the Valentines. I never knew the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. Wish I had a river, wish I had a river, wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river, wish I had a river, wish I had a river I could skate away on. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sides for basketball. It was long ago and far away, the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. Wish I had a river, wish I had a river, wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Wish I had a river, wish I had a river, wish I had a river I could skate away on.
That was distinctive.
So sad and depressed. Martha's songs made me realize how gloomy life is. It's just a charade.
You know, Andy may be onto something there. I mean, only fossils listen to music from the 1960s. I'm not saying you did a bad job, but I think we're looking for a more modern sound.
Not to worry. I got you covered. My next song is one of today's top hits. I thought of it backstage when I heard Adele outside yelling at her manager for booking her on the Rockin' Vegan New Year's show.
Oh, no, please, tell me you didn't.
Yes, Jim, I have created a Mummer's Parade version of Adele's newest mega hit, Hello. And now I'm going to play it for you, Mummer's style.
Calling to see if you'd like to go over everything. I'm in California dreaming, you see, about the two people who we used to be. I'm sorry for breaking your heart, no breaking, we're both running out of time. Hello, I'm calling my former darling to say hello from the other side.
Well, that's it for this edition of Avenue G. Thanks to our guests, Evil James Taylor and the amazing Nostradamowit. Today's show was written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris. We'll be back with a new Avenue G podcast in February. For folks in the Philadelphia area, remember, Avenue G presents a live show every Friday at the fabulous Alma Mater Restaurant at 7165 Germantown Avenue. And you can check out all our podcasts anytime at avenue-g.net. I'm Andy Pettit. Thanks for listening, and Happy New Year!